Okay. Let's see if you find paper.
In the crayons, too.
In crayons.
Oh, there could be some crayons. There used to be crayons in here.
Hmm. These glitter crayons.
Ooh.
Awesome. Sure. Yellow paper.
Where's orange?
What already drew on these?
Oh, that's a pretty good one. There's actually quite a bit of paper in there.
Yeah.
I want
pink. There you go. Do you want markers too?
No.
Okay. These are normal, regular.
Which ones do you like better? Yeah. Oh. You think you like the glitter ones better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So she's gonna be very curious as to what you're going to be making. What are you planning on here?
Since we're talking about Prince's school, I'm gonna make Abraham Lincoln.
You know how to make him?
That's a great idea. Since you've been talking about him at school, what do you know about Abraham Lincoln? We talked about him a little bit yesterday. What did he do that was important that he said about the people that were slaves?
No more slave states.
No more slave states. That's right. He said no more slave states. That's right. Yeah. What did he think about people that were a different color? He thought what? Should we treat them differently? Should we make them sit in the back in the bus or make them be slaves? What did he think?
We should not do those bad things.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should be considered equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We haven't really talked about this too much. Are there any other presidents you talked about at school?
Yes.
Who else?
I forget.
Did you talk about George Washington?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about him? No, I don't really know too much, except he was the first president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, we've been doing lots of stuff since we saw you, because one of the things that's been very exciting was a couple days ago, there was Valentine's Day! Yeah. So what did you do for your school for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's.
You brought Valentine's.
Yeah.
For?
The kids in my class.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you just bring them for the kids you really are good friends with, or what?
Everybody in my class, even if I don't like them.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so how do we know whose Valentine's is who? What did you have to do?
Write the names.
Mm-hmm. Write the names on every Valentine, yep. That was pretty cool. And then what did you end up getting from your classroom on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Just the paper Valentine's? Anything else?
Some candy.
Yeah.
Some toys, I think.
Some toys, some pencils. Right? Some people brought pencils. Some people brought candy. Yeah, that looks awesome.
I drew the hair mostly.
You drew the hair mostly, yeah. I can definitely see the hair on him.
You see the smile?
Mm-hmm, you can see it. It's light, but you can definitely see it.
Do you want me to change the color a little bit?
What do you think? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe then we could see it a little bit better.
I'll try this pink.
We're going to try that one. Try that pink. Well, we did something that was super fun on Saturday night. Do you remember? What did we go see as a whole family? Where did we go?
I forget.
Well, we drove there. I'll give you a little hint. There was some fireworks.
And you need to.
So what did we see there besides fireworks?
The ice castle.
The ice castle. Okay. So, what's an ice castle, anyway?
It's a castle that's made out of ice.
Mm-hmm. And then what else was right by there besides an ice castle? What else was kind of near there surrounding the ice castle? Some what?
Ice.
You're trying to remember the word, right?
Yeah.
There were ice sculptures.
Ice sculptures.
Yeah. We saw lots of ice sculptures. Some of them were broken, though, by the time we went. That was disappointing. And what were some of the other kids doing that evening? That we thought it was kind of too cold, maybe, to do, or too icy. What were some other kids doing there?
Playing on snow.
Mm-hmm. Playing on snow. They have big snow hills and kids are playing on it. So that was pretty cool. And then remember you chose something there?
Yeah, a light-up sword.
A light-up sword.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And that was very helpful because remember, what did I use it for when we were walking back to the car?
For people to see us when they're driving.
Mm-hmm. So it would be safe and nobody would hit us with their car. Yeah. So that was kind of a good idea. So I held it out by the road, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was helpful. I'm trying to think of what else. You and Daddy went sledding this weekend too, right? That was something else that happened. You told me some funny stories about that. Didn't you guys crash or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So tell me about that.
We're going down on this circle sled, and Daddy used his foot for the brakes, so there are no brakes, and Daddy made us crash.
Wow. So, was that fun or were you scared?
Yeah, it's fun. I did get cold.
You did get cold, yeah, I know. Mommy hasn't really gone sledding too much recently because the one time we went, I got full of snow and I got cold. I don't really like being cold. How about you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. So you got and done some sledding recently, and trying to think of what else we've been up to. Well, of course there was Valentine's Day. Oh, on Saturday or Sunday rather. Remember we went shopping? Oh my goodness, we went everywhere shopping. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And what did we decide in terms of at the mall? If you did a great job at the mall, then what?
I get lost in it. And also, I get his name at the top of the chair.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Okay. A B R A H A M. That's the Abraham part. And I don't want him right there because I'll be on top of his hair, so I'll write it down here. L-I-N-C-O-L-N. Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham is missing something.
What is it?
Poor Abraham needs what?
Hey, I'll draw it.
I'll draw it, okay. You've forgotten those sometimes. I don't know why, because you got two yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, we went shopping, yep, and he was allowed to get, what did you choose for your snack?
I forget.
Are those his knees?
No, those are his pockets.
Oh, his pockets, to keep stuff in his pockets. That's a good idea. So you forget what you chose at the mall? Let me give you a hint. You go like this.
What could that be?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Mmm.
thinking of Ice Cream Cone. Because he did do a good job. It's hard at the mall because we really literally went to like 3 malls.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of shopping. We didn't go inside all of them. Well, but then remember right before we went to the first mall, you were not feeling well. Do you remember what you said to me?
No.
Well, I do. You said, I'm gonna...
I forget.
He said, I'm gonna throw up.
Wait, did I?
You didn't, though. But you thought you were gonna in the car. So we stopped right away. And we had lunch. Because you weren't feeling very well in the car. You told me, actually, something that happened one day when I was at work. Because, see, Daddy has been off work all week. So... You stayed home with Daddy on Monday, and then there was something that happened in terms of you're not feeling well. Do you remember that? Okay, well, I heard a story about how you threw up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but a lot of places, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually had a couple other interesting days, because I had to go to Seattle, right?
Yeah.
So, who took care of you when I went to Seattle?
And Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
I forget.
Didn't somebody have... Didn't you have to go to somebody's house and stuff? I need a tissue.
I know. I have one.
Oh, you do? That's great. Hey, Boo.
What?
What are these?
His fingers.
How many fingers does he have?
I just want to draw like that, cause.
Oh man, he definitely need more. He's been kind of sick.
Yeah.
Blow, go ahead, more.
Wow, lots.
I know. Yuck. Go ahead. We get another one.
Mm-hmm.
She's our very helpful person. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know how you got sick. But there was one night, remember a couple nights ago, you woke up and you said, Mommy, Mommy. What did you want to do in the middle of the night?
Okay.
Did you want to stay in your own bed? Right, how come?
Because I can't say. I forget.
Well, you said in case you threw up, right?
Yeah.
You wanted us to see that you were sick?
So you throw up in Mommy Daddy's bed?
That's what he said. He said he didn't want to get his own bed messy, right, Boo? Just Mommy and Daddy's bed. There's been actually, I have something that I wondered if Helga would know much about, and that is we've been watching this movie a lot.
Oh, well, yeah, we were watching it before we even came here.
Right, and then we actually checked it for a week out, but then Daddy forgot to return it, and I kind of forgot to, but I thought Daddy was going to do it. And anyway, so what happened? We got it.
Overdue?
It was overdue, yeah. So we got it for another week, but you've watched that pretty much almost every day. But do you know what the name of it is?
Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great movie. That is such a funny show. Oh, that's an awesome sun. That makes it for a very sunny day. So what's your favorite part in Jumanji? Whoops.
Okay, yeah, plants are falling out.
Well, so what's your favorite part of Jumanji, Boo?
When the lady falls down and the boy says, you killed her. That boy's so funny.
But he really didn't die, right?
She couldn't have died.
She couldn't have died. So what happened to her?
She fainted.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite part is. I don't know. I kind of like the end. When everything gets sucked back up into the game. That part's cool.
Yeah.
All right, here, I'm going to blow your nose one more time.
I don't need it.
You don't need it? You were telling your friend at school about your favorite animal that was in that movie. You remember?
Yeah.
Well, so which is your favorite animal?
The elephant.
What happens with the elephant in that movie?
Crushes this car.
Crushes this car. smooshes it, which isn't really what would happen. What would really happen?
I forget.
Well, I'll think about it.
The way I would get trapped.
For?
Ever.
Yeah. But instead he just gets kind of stuck in the
car. Hey, why didn't you stop it?
It's a very pretty ball, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I like it.
Me too.
Cool. So what would you like to do, Boo? You made an awesome picture of Abraham Lincoln. What do you want to do next? Do you want to play with this little house thing?
Do you want more paper?
No, I'll draw the present on the other side.
Okay.
That's a present now.
George Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can draw them. Sure.
Well, how does his hair go?
He has short hair.
I know, but what kind of hair? What does his hair look like?
It's draw kind the of hair. Brown, I think. I think just brown hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or kind of brown or maybe gray.
Well, can you color it for me? Because I...
Sure, you draw the head and I'll do the hair. Sure. Just draw his head like another color, maybe. Maybe like green. Does he have a green head, maybe? Okay. Oh, pink on pink. There we go. Okay, there's his head. And now if you have some brown, I'll put the brown hair on. How's this color brown? Is this one fine? Sure, that's maroon. That's probably not so good.
No, it's red.
Yeah. How about this? Here's a brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty much it. Good?
Yep.
Okay. Oh my goodness, that's a funny part of it. Do you remember why Mommy and Daddy don't really like the president?
No.
Oh. What did he decide that we should do, or what we should have that Mommy and Daddy don't think we should have?
Wars?
Yes, that's right.
Why did he think we should have wars?
Why did he think so?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Well, I think he thought that there were some bad people in this country. And so he thought that we should have a war with them, but the bad people probably weren't going to hurt us. But he thought that they might. You know? They really, wasn't really a big deal. Except, you know what? The people in this other country, that's called Iraq, they were hurting their own people. So that's not very good. He was trying to go and save people there. Do you think that sounds good, that he was trying to save people from a mean guy?
Yeah.
But now we're still stuck in the war. So that's too bad. It's a long time. So we should draw him. What kind of face should we make him?
I don't know.
Scared? He might be scared because he might not be the president anymore. We're going to get a new one maybe. Maybe he's scared.
Yeah.
You think he's happy? Because he's president now? That's a very big smile. Happy guy, huh? Now he lives in Washington, D.C. Remember when you went to visit there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a good trip. Remember we saw...
You didn't see anything.
I know, I didn't go to Washington, D.C. But I did go to the other place.
What place?
New York City. Remember? What did we all see together in New York City? That was super, super, super cool. Do you remember? There was a lady. She stands like this with her book and her torch. She's very tall.
Yeah, I remember.
What? The Statue of Camelot.
No, the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty. Yeah, we went and saw that. That was cool. You like the Statue of Liberty a lot.
Yeah, I got a little statue all over there.
You did, yeah. That's true, like a little keychain thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is your favorite place we ever visited? I'll just tell you the names. Ready? Sears Tower, Statue of Liberty, or the Washington, the big thing with Lincoln in Washington, D.C. What do you think is the coolest club?
Oh, Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Need a
blow. You don't need a blow? Okay. So what do you think? Which one's the coolest?
What did you say?
Okay, Sears Tower, or Statue of Liberty, or the Lincoln Memorial?
Sears Tower.
Sears Tower is your favorite?
How come?
It's really tall.
Is it taller than Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Yeah?
Sears Tower. Sears Tower is the tallest building in the
world.
Sears Tower is cool. But the Statue of Liberty is kind of cool too, because when you go to the Statue of Liberty, how do you get there?
A ferry.
So that's kind of fun.
Really better. Actually, my favorite place was on that really big ferry.
When we went from Connecticut to New York, we took a ferry. It was a big ferry. We were on that boat about an hour and a half. That was a quite
big trip. Look at his plaid shirt that I made.
You definitely made him a plaid shirt. I think it looks great. Yep. Awesome job. You going to put his arms on?
Yeah.
Yep, that's him. You can put his name on the top too, okay? When you're done.
I know. I
already have to draw that. No, should I write the names or do you gonna write? Are you gonna write the names? I'll tell you the letters. Just like we did for the Valentine's. Right?
Yeah.
You could send a Valentine to him.
No.
How about to Lincoln? What?
Oh.
Why not? No, you just don't like the idea of sending Valentine's to the president? Okay. You know, we still have to send your present to Grandpa Zevenbergen, remember? We got a present. We put a present for him together. We never mailed it.
Red, green, and blue.
All right, so... George is his first name. George Washington. George W. Bush. Or President Bush is usually what people just say. Great. He's a happy guy, huh? Mm-hmm. I like both your pictures. Is it a sunny day for George Bush or no? Because, you know, Lincoln got a son there. How about for George?
I was just pulling out yellow.
You were thinking about the son, huh?
I was thinking about the son when you told me, son.
So what do you think about being the president of the whole country? And being in charge of the whole country? What do you want? Do you want to do that maybe when you get older?
No.
How come?
I know.
Do you think it would be a lot of work?
Yeah.
What do you think you maybe want to do?
I don't know.
Not sure. You used to sometimes say you want to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
That would be cool, huh? And then sometimes you used to say you wanted to be a doctor. Or a veterinarian.
Yeah. Then I could, maybe you could bring Sammy or Scotty over.
Mm-hmm. You could take care of our own pets. Exactly. Good idea.
Overnight, maybe?
They might have to stay overnight if they were very sick. Yes. That would be good. How about, do you want to be a policeman?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. All right, George W. Bush, sunny day. Do you ever draw smiles on the sun? Like a happy sun? No. You don't draw them like that, huh?
I will for this one.
Okay. Just for this one. This one time.
Actually, I forgot one person I want to do.
Oh, you forgot? What was that?
For both of the sons.
Huh. I want to call it in. So, I had asked you before about Dawson getting into trouble today, but you said you couldn't remember what he did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about the other days? What's up with Dawson?
He was doing pretty good, I think.
Yeah? Hmm. You think he's finally learning the rules?
Yeah.
That's good. How about anybody else? Anyone else having trouble?
Well, the first day I made guns.
Who?
Brian, I think. Brian, I think.
Oh my goodness. So Brian made a gun? Out of what?
These toys that I left to play with.
How did he, did the teacher know he was making a gun?
She said,
did the teacher know that?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Stop playing with the guns.
Oh my goodness. That is a scary thing. Eek. Yeah, that doesn't sound so good for the day. Now, did you get to pick from the prize jar yesterday? Did other kids?
Yes.
How come you didn't?
Maybe I got a blue stick.
Because?
Because I was sick because I wasn't there and I was going stingy because my mom wasn't there to bring me to school.
So he had to go over to Cindy's house with Daddy and then you got a blue stick.
Yeah.
I hope you feel well enough to go to school tomorrow, honey.
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe when we get home now, we'll just put you to bed.
No.
Don't you need to rest? Oh, here. I don't want you to stick your finger in your nose. That's why I have this tissue for you.
Well, like, they're hard tissues.
They're hard tissues?
No. They're hard.
They're not very soft.
No.
I think you sat on there once and fell, didn't you?
Maybe.
Are you okay? I don't want you to fall. I want you to just, you know, you could sit out there. I just don't want you to fall and get hurt.
How old was I when I fell off this?
How old were you?
Yeah.
3, I think.
No.
3 last year when you were a firefly.
No, when I fell off of this.
Yeah, you were 3.
No.
How old do you think you were?
4.
Oh, was it recently? And it wasn't super long ago?
No.
I forget. You might have been 4. Might have been this year. How old are you now?
4.
4? When's your birthday?
June 9th.
Wow, it's kind of coming up. It is. Let's see. We're already in February. It's only March, April, May, June. Like, only like 4 more months. Whew! You know, he's been talking about having a party maybe. Where are you feeling in terms of that now?
Yeah, I still want to have a party.
You still want to have a party?
Yeah, I want to have a Junie B. Jones party.
A Junie B. Jones party, really?
Yeah, I have Junie B. I want to make a treasure hunt, and if you're going to write, and you need to follow the Junie B. Jones cards, and if you go all the right way, you get to have a little prize. And so I'm going to be at the end of the... I'm going to be at the Jimmy B. Jones, at the last Jimmy B. Jones one. And I'll give out the prize then. Give the person.
So you'll be right at the end, and you'll give the prize out. What will the prize be?
I'm gonna wait until the day that I'm gonna set up the birthday party with all the birthday stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems like a great game, the treasure hunt game. What else would you like to do at your birthday party?
Pin the tail on a donkey.
That's a fun game. Will you have your eyes covered? I know you don't always like to have your eyes covered.
Yeah.
You'll be okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. How about...
But I'm going to be at the end to tell the person if you get it at the right place. I'm going to be waiting.